I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Real Housewives of Miami is out. It's on Peacock. It started. And to celebrate, Eric and I thought we'd bring you a little bonus episode so we can talk about the first two episodes.
Absolutely. Both episodes are available now on Peacock, and new episodes will be streaming every Thursday. So we have the first two that we can actually cover today.
I just want to jump in by saying I am delighted that OnlyFans is such a pivotal part of the season thus far.
What do you put on there? I've never been on one.
So if I do an OnlyFans, it's going to be like a super fan that wants to see your nipple when you're doing it. Like,
oh my God. Okay. Well, I have mixed feelings about it because I am into bringing OnlyFans and the concept of owning your sexuality and being able to profit off of it to the mainstream and forefront. But I'm like, we're going to need a little bit more from Larsa this season. It can't be all about the OnlyFans.
Well, and I really have mixed emotions on Larsa. Like, I mean, it's a completely different Larsa than we saw season one of Miami on Bravo. You know, like, she really, it was so quiet, and she was married to Scottie Pippen, and she's very much in the wife role. And now I'm like, I sort of get why maybe the Kardashians dropped her.
Well, so does Alexia, and I think the rest of, or no, who was it? Adriana, I think, was like, oh, she's a little different.
Yeah, it's not, and you know, it's not the sex positiveness that I love, you know, in general, but from her, it just feels very, what's the word, Eric? I don't know.
Manufactured? I mean,
maybe.
Disingenuous, you know, like, is she playing a role that she thinks she should be playing to get more attention, followers, fans, money, whatever it is, or is she being authentically herself?
And it was funny, even like, if anyone else was watching Kardashians throughout the years, there was a point where you could just, I mean, it became one of the storylines too, that like, they were getting annoyed by Larsa. She was just doing too much, you know? And that's kind of how I'm feeling about her in this.
Well, we all have those people in our lives or have had friends who have changed themselves to fit in to something. And then they become maybe too needy, too dependent, or their individuality is lost. And then you're kind of like, well, I don't really know why I'm even hanging out with you because you've changed so much and for what. So maybe that's what the Kardashians did to Larsa and what this group could ultimately do to her by the end of the season.
All that said, for $10,000 a day, you would join OnlyFans, right?
Listen, I have not ever truly considered it, but it's always been in the back of my mind. It's like, look, if all else fails, take off your clothes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Larsa had an established audience, right? Going to OnlyFans. So you kind of have, she has a leg up, pun intended, I guess, to other people. You or I or any regular Joe Schmo joining OnlyFans may result in not as much of a return.
Right. Well, speak for yourself, but yes, I get what you're saying. Should we talk about some of the other ladies? I mean, I am fascinated by Alexia this season.
Yes.
And, you know, the fact that she is being so open about the fact that rumors about Herman being gay have come out there. And even though she never suspected, now that he's passed away, she has an opportunity to really learn the truth. And I thought it was interesting that Marisol was like, I would never, because I think I'm with Alexia, I would.
You know his name? Do you know anything about him?
Yeah. So Herman's lover. He's some Cuban guy. He's actually like a young, cute guy.
Can you find him on Instagram?
Oh my God, stop it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God!
Tremendo bravo!
He's in his panties.
Oh my God, look at this.
What?
Bro, wait, what?
Herman was doing better than you.
Oh my God, stop it. I'm so jealous.
He's quite the disco snack in his bloomers, chiseled. Yeah, I could see the fascination.
Oh, absolutely. I do think she also needs to meet with this man before the wedding and get that full closure from that relationship before she moves on in her new one.
Yeah. I can't imagine, you know, like I just feel like if I was in her position, it would almost make me feel better that it is a man that I'd be meeting with as opposed to another woman. Like for some reason, I feel like with another woman, it would be like, well, I wasn't good enough or, you know, like, but with a man, it's like, oh, well, he was just hiding this whole part of himself. And like, you know,
absolutely. No, I think that is part of the reason why she does want to meet this person, because it might help her get a better understanding of who Herman was, because there was a whole side of him, obviously, that she didn't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is really wild. I mean, we have all of that going on, which I am so excited to follow that storyline this season. But we also have all of this stuff with Peter and Todd and this situation with Frankie that we hear about finally at the end of episode 2.
Unfortunately, a couple of months ago, Peter comes over. Peter likes to smoke. Frankie smoked. It's legal. Yeah. You have a medical license. Yeah. They actually say it's very good for some brain injuries. You know, obviously, epileptic.
For anxiety, too.
For anxiety, for many things. But we see them downstairs. We're like, okay, it's cool. They smoke, blah, blah, blah. They come upstairs, and we're sitting at the dining room table, and all of a sudden, Frankie goes, boom. And we're like,
his head.
Oh my God.
Passed out?
Yeah. You don't understand. Peter literally had to like bring him back to life, call 911. Peter was on his phone and he overlooked the whole situation. Frankie smoked a little bit too much. His blood pressure dropped. And like, I almost died. Like, you have no idea.
Okay, that was wild.
Oh my God. So I was really not sure if we were going to get to the bottom of what the situation was, because it was teased to us all through the first episode and through a little bit of the second episode. And then we finally got what happened in these 5 minutes. And I had sort of assumed this whole time, I don't know why, I guess it's because Peter's, you know, been kind of a dick over the years, but that it was something to do with him. But it sounds like the dick in this situation might have been Todd.
It's hard to say because we don't know what Todd said. That's the
right.
That's the unknown factor. Because was Todd just going into like super protective mode because he cares so much about Frankie and saw that Frankie was hurt and Peter like dropped the ball in terms of taking care of him, you know?
Right. True.
But depending on what he said, it just seems like maybe it was something quite bad.
Right. Right. Well, I can relate to Peter on the level of this idea of Alexia moving on and moving into this new family and having step siblings and all of that stuff. The way Peter presented it to Alexia was a bit immature, and I don't think he was getting his point across in the most effective way. But as someone who, both of my parents have moved on and gotten into new relationships, and those relationships, those people have children, and the idea of expanding your family and maybe your parents wanting you to just accept it and fit into it. And we're even seeing a little bit of that on Portia's Family Matters, right? Portia's being like, this is the way my family is going to be. Everyone needs to accept it. So the way Peter was talking about it wasn't the best way to go about it, but I do relate to what he's saying of like, just because you want to move on and have these new family members and have these stepkids and all of that doesn't mean I want to necessarily be a part of that. And should he have to be?
Yeah, that's a really good point in perspective that, you know, obviously I don't have, I've never had to deal with step anything, but yeah, like just this idea that you have to, someone snaps their fingers and you have to like be on board with a whole new family.
Right.
Seems like that would be hard for sure. Yeah,
it's not that simple. And I think there are so many different factors to that to consider. Okay, can we talk about some of the new wives this season? Obsessed with Gertie. She is a boss. She pulls off bangs. She has a hot firefighter husband. I'm into her.
Okay. I'm reserving feelings for Gertie at the moment.
Okay,
don't know how
fair.
I feel yet.
That's fair. Okay, what about Nicole?
I'm into Nicole. I think it's interesting, the whole we're not married, but basically married. And why does it matter to anyone? sort of situation. And
yeah, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. And I'm attracted to her husband too.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The beard.
Something. It's something.
Okay. Well, we do have Julia as well, which she reminds me of someone and I can't quite put my finger on it. Can you help me with this? Like, is there someone in particular she reminds you of?
No, I can't say that she does. You think like another Bravo celebrity maybe, or a celebrity? Or
at first I thought Meredith Marks, but then she started talking and her smile, it's something different. So it's not really Meredith, but maybe it's an actress and I just haven't been able to figure it out, but I don't know.
I'm very into her story too.
Yeah.
Just the way that how she fell in love with her now wife and, you know, how she sort of came out later in life through that relationship. And her relationship with Adriana is really intriguing to me. Like, where is that going exactly?
Where is that going and where has that been? Because I have a feeling there could have been a little smooch at some point, but I don't know. I guess Julia's been married for a while. I don't know, but there's definitely chemistry there of some kind.
I also want to talk about Lisa.
Okay.
Because, you know, I didn't realize her marriage was in such a troubled place when we last saw her on the show. Mm-hmm. And I knew they were having trouble having a baby, but then, you know, I guess that we saw that they did have a baby after the show and I thought all was good, but then to find out Lenny was having an emotional affair with some other woman and that they almost split up was insane. And I couldn't figure out exactly when the emotional affair took place. Was it after the first kid, the second kid, or before any of the kids? So I really want to dig into that more. And by the way, he seems so checked out of the relationship.
During this separation, Lenny had this emotional affair.
I know. And did she say that the emotional affair happened during a separation point? And we just don't know when the separation was, or it was a full emotional affair. Okay.
I think it was a full emotional affair that led to the separation. Maybe. I could be wrong.
That's so interesting. I mean, also the clarification that it was an emotional affair, because I think we've had this conversation before. I know I've had it with friends about what would be worse, an emotional affair or a physical affair. And so many people say the emotional part, because sex is one thing. It's like a different part of your brain. Those things are almost not excusable, but a little bit more understandable if you just have this one night stand and it's a moment of weakness, whatever. But an emotional affair takes so much more investment that I think it does hurt far more than something sexual would.
And also, if it's true that he never acted physically on that emotional affair, it's almost worse because he's going to go through his life romanticizing this person and like how good it could have been.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to like actually going through with the sex and maybe it was awkward. Maybe the chemistry wasn't there, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see their relationship and how that goes the rest of the season.
Right.
One thing I wanted to tell you about is I was reminded of this because of Gertie showing Alexia the wedding venue where Gertie had her wedding and being like, oh, this could be a place that you could use as well. It reminded me of, remember the wedding that I went to in Lake Arrowhead where I had the makeup done? I looked like a corpse. Yeah. It was like too much.
Yeah.
So I just found out that my friend who got married, her husband's sister, so her sister-in-law is getting married, also wants to have her wedding in Lake Arrowhead. Not at the same venue, but in Lake Arrowhead. Is that acceptable?
I think if it's just the same place and not the same venue, it's okay. You think maybe not?
It's just, there are so many places in California alone that you could choose to have your wedding and to do it in the same place where your brother got married just a few years ago, really. I mean, it was a while ago at this point. I'm like, if I were my friend, I would probably feel a type of way. I don't think I would say something to her about it and be like, really?
Right.
There's nowhere else you would want to do it? it's just of all, there's just so many places it could be done.
Right.
Why Lake Arrowhead? What's the connection other than, oh, my brother got married there. Kind of weird.
You're showing what kind of petty ass groom you would be.
100%. I mean, it's not like it's like, oh, you know, we're in the city and I got married in Manhattan. Oh, because my friends did. I don't know. There's just like when it's a destination and you pick the same destination as someone very close to you. I don't like it.
Okay. The fair. I think you should say something. You should start some drama. One last thing. I am loving the homes in this season because, okay, Alexia's home is what I dream of.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. But then Lisa's home too I'm into the houses.
I know. Here's the thing. I've never been to Miami. I've had friends who have lived there and always been like, come visit. I know a lot of people go there for vacation, especially from New York. It's a really quick and pretty cheap flight to get down there. Nothing has ever drawn me to it. But now, you know, if I keep watching this season, I think I might have to go.
Right. You should go. It's fun.
And I'll pretend like I'm going to buy a house and then just go look at one of those houses.
Oh yeah, you should.
Do you even need a credit check before even looking? I feel like I've never even attempted because I'm like, I don't think they would even let me in the front door.
They'd take one look at you and be like, no.
Right. I mean, I do have good credit. I will say that much, but I don't know if, you know, I present as someone with money. Well, next week we are taking a break from the regular recording because it's New Year's Day.
See you in the new year. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.